So let's review. This daf continues with the following question. We've concluded that Reb Meir chayesh l'misa, Reb Yehuda lo chayesh l'misa. However, this seems to be contradicted from the following well-known Mishnah. Halakeich yain mi bein akutim, one who bought a barrel of wine from kutim, from which he needs to separate trumas and maisas, but he has no containers in which to put the trumas and maisas. The Mishnah provides the following solution. Eimer shnei lugin shani osa lahafresh, harehin truma v'sheis miyad. He verbally separates trumas and maisas within the barrel, and the wine becomes permitted immediately. Based on that, he will physically separate out the trumas and maisas later. Dibre Meir. This is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yisrael, Reb Shimon Eisen, they forbid the wine. The Gemara's current understanding is, because they are chayesh lebekiyas noid, they're concerned the barrel might break, and the separation of trumas and maisas will never take place, resulting in the wine having been tevel when he drank it. Reb Meir, however, loy chayesh lebekiyas noid, he's not concerned that the barrel will break, even though it is more common than Misa, which Reb Meir is concerned about. Apparently, their respective opinions seem to be inconsistent. Reb Meir chayesh lemisa, v'lechayesh lebekiyas noid, Reb Yehuda loy chayesh lemisa, v'chayesh lebekiyas noid. The Gemara resolves this as follows. Regarding Reb Meir, Misa shchicha, b'kiyas anoid le'shchicha, efshad demasa le'lishaymer. B'kiyas anoid is even less common than Misa, because it can be guarded and prevented. Regarding Reb Yehuda, the Gemara answers, la mishum nechayesh le'b'kiyas noid. Actually, Reb Yehuda is not chayesh le'b'kiyas noid. The reason the wine is aser is de les le' brera. He does not agree with the principle of brera. Reb Yehuda holds, ain brera. The separation cannot be valid retroactively. It must take place before you drink the wine. However, Meir holds the wine is mutter because yesh brera. The wine he verbally separated is retroactively considered to be the same wine he later separated physically, and what he drank was not from the trumas and maisus. The Gemara explains further. That which Reb Yehuda said, he only means to question Reb Meir. Although you hold yesh brera and the wine is theoretically mutter, aren't you chayesh l'b'kiyas noid? As you are chayesh l'misa, to which Reb Meir responded, "Lekishi yibaka anoid." I am not chayesh l'b'kiyas noid because it is extremely uncommon. The Gemara now challenges that which we said earlier, Reb Yehuda lechayesh l'misa, from the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yuma. Reb Yehuda Omer, "Af isha cheres maskinen loy, shema tamas ishtoy." Reb Yehuda says that they prepare a second wife for the kohen gadol in case his wife dies. The Gemara answers, "Mai lo asu b'kapara." Nachum set a higher standard because of the importance of the atonement of the day, but Reb Yehuda is actually not chayesh l'misa. The Gemara now returns to the issue of asah l'behema doifen l'sukkah, Reb Meir Peisel, and refutes the reasons given in the previous daf. Shema Thomas, it might die, and he will no longer have a partition, or Shema Tivrach, it might run away, based on which this sukkah would only be pasul m'der rabbanan, and gives two other reasons, which would make it pasul m'der raisa. V'achav Yaakov says that Reb Meir holds, any partition that stands up because of breath is not a partition. Rashi explains that the main thing keeping up the partition is something intangible, and that invalidates it as a partition. Another version of what Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said is that Reb Meir holds, any partition that is not man-made is not a partition. The difference between these versions is of someone used a noid naf tafuach, an inflated wineskin, as a partition. According to the first version, it would be possible, because it's being supported by the ear inside. According to the second version, it would be kosher, because it is considered man-made. The Gemara next discusses the final section of the Brice introduced earlier, that Reb Yisak Lili said, "Af in kais nolav gitei nashim." We cannot write a get on a living thing. His reason is the Pasuk says, "V'chasav la sefer krisus," and he shall write for her a document of divorce on parchment. Sefer implies parchment only. However, Chasavla teaches that anything that can be written on is acceptable. If so, why do we need Sefer? To teach, Ma Sefer Dava She'im Beruach Chaim Ve'ena Eichel, Av Kol Dava She'im Beruach Chaim Ve'ena Eichel. Parchment is something that is not alive and is not a food. So too, only things that are not alive and not a food are acceptable to write a get upon. The Rabbanan say that since the word used is just Sefer and not Besefer, in a Sefer, it is not referring to the surface of the get, but to Sfiras Dvarim Bi'alma, the content of the get. Zak the Mishnah. Oisa sukkase bein ho'lonis. Ve'lonis defanis la k'shera. Someone makes a sukkah among the trees, and the trees act as walls. The sukkah is valid. Amar v'achar bar Yaakov. Kal mechitza she'en echei lamed b'rach mitzuya, ein mechitza. Any partition that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a valid partition. This rule is challenged from our Mishnah. Because it says you can make your sukkah using trees as a wall, and trees, ka'azla va'asi, they sway in the wind, and they should be pasul. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is talking about stiff trees that do not sway. The branches won't sway either, the avei lebehutza v'dafna, because he supports the tree wall by weaving palm and bay tree branches into the branches of the tree to keep it from swaying. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we might have thought there was a decree against using trees because dilma asi l'shtamush be'ilan, perhaps someone will use the tree. The Gemara cites other halachas where trees were used as mechitzas and says that there too must be the avei lebehutza v'dafna.